Hello, hi, and welcome to the fourth episode. Sorry, it's late. Nathan will now explain why it's late.
I will now explain that it was late because, right, unless you can't already tell, the sound quality is like loads better. That's why I got a mic for Christmas, so I wanted to wait. And I had a busy week at uni or something.
I have no idea.
Something like that. I was just busy, couldn't do it. Charlie was at home. I was not at home.
What was that bit about? Yeah, so that's why it was late. And also we were enjoying Christmas.
We're getting in the festive mood, I think.
Yeah.
More than anything.
Eating mince pies and Christmas cake and roast Christmas thingies. Lunches, dinner, whenever you have it, it doesn't really matter.
Happy Hanukkah, yeah. By the way.
And isn't there that other one?
No.
Oh, it's the African one. There is.
Africa.
Okay.
Whatever. It doesn't matter.
Oh, I thought.
Anyway, we're going to now give you a little insight into what our Christmases were like.
Our Christmases. I got. Do you know what I got? I got some slippers.
I got some slippers too.
I got some cufflinks. Because I haven't got any cufflinks. And I've gone to a few fancy do's recently. So I've needed cufflinks. So very boring, I know. Some chocolates, some Pop-Tarts. Oh, yeah. And some cash. What did you get, Nathan?
I got quite a lot of CDs. And I got a mic. I got a bag of heroin. And I haven't finished. I got a small child, which I now use as.
Yeah, don't listen to Nathan. Here's listen to Armour for Sleep instead.
Figured me out, I'm like a leaf in the wind. I try to find who I am, but wind up lost in the end.
So that was Armour for Sleep. Booyah. Right. We're just going to take a moment to say hello to some people that have kindly left messages on our MySpace. Firstly, to B. I'm not sure if that's your real name. We're just going to call it.
Didn't we like find out her real name?
I don't know. I quite like the name forgotten. B.
Let's just call her B.
Okay. Thanks for your kind words. But unfortunately, Charlie and I have come to the decision that we don't like Bleed the Dream. I'm really sorry. So we will not be playing their music on our podcast in the foreseeable future.
Well, you never know, because they might release some songs we like.
Maybe.
But at the moment, we don't like them. And if Bleed the Dream are listening, we are sorry.
I'm not sorry. Anyway.
I am. He's not. To Amy.
Hello.
Big up.
Big up, Amy. Out in Yorkshire. Hello.
Yeah, hello. And then same to Felix. Hello, Felix. Too mainstreamo. Whole point in mainstreamo, though, is that it's too mainstream.
Yeah. It is mainstreamo. That's the whole point. So
if something's too mainstreamo, it fits into the mainstreamo genre perfectly.
Yeah. So
that's just us answering.
But thanks for your comment.
Yeah, thank you.
For those who don't know, Felix suggested that Panic for the Disco is possibly too mainstreamo. Just to let you know, in case.
Yeah. another one from Louis Brown saying Arcade Fire are good.
This is going back a few podcasts.
It's the first
to the hardcore listeners.
that so far that's one vote saying Arcade Fire are good.
I still stand by what I say.
Two against one, Nathan.
Arcade Fire are
two
shit.
Against one.
Yeah, I know plenty of people that don't like Arcade Fire.
I know plenty of people who do.
I want anyone who doesn't like Arcade Fire to say so. Soon.
To be completely honest, I can't really be asked about it, because whether or not like everyone sends messages in saying Arcade Fire are amazing, Nathan will still slag them off and never accept that they're good. So
just think they're lame, that's all.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough. See, I told you, just wouldn't listen. Anyway, and also Sam.
Yeah, Sam, we're getting mixed messages from you, to be honest.
Yeah.
Sometimes you say we're good. Sometimes you say we're bad. We just don't know. And getting drunk on a podcast is not cool, man. It's not cool.
Yeah.
But we'll give you the benefit of the doubt.
And also getting our mate's sister drunk.
Yeah.
Cool.
But anyway.
Yeah, anyway, this next song is for you, Sam.
It's for you, baby.
Why?
Sam, because he's such a huge fan of that band.
We know you love them. I hit the mic.
Oh, Nathan. Nathan. Oh, my God. I'm so tired, Nathan.
I'm tired too. Why are you tired, Charlie? You hit the mic again. Just stop hitting the mic. Leave it alone.
You hit it the first
time. It's like brand new, man. Chill out.
I don't know why I'm tired. I think it's because I eat quite a lot. You know, you eat quite a lot. You just...
Yeah. Literally, since like... Christmas Eve, I've been full from Christmas Eve until about 2 hours ago. I was literally just woke up full, couldn't eat breakfast, went to bed full. Like, when I say I was full all the time, I mean, like, I was I was full all the time.
You were full all the time from Christmas Eve, so you haven't eaten anything.
Oh, no, no, no.
Haven't eaten anything from the 25th to today. 2 hours ago.
No, I've eaten. That's what I'm saying. I've eaten, but I was still full.
But you were full.
Well, yeah, I was it because like I was eating for Africa. And,
right.
Like,
right.
I was eating for Africa.
Were you really?
Yeah, because I feel bad. Like if I don't eat, then like a little kid might need it. So I start to feel a little bit bad. Do you know what I mean?
Well, if you were full, why don't you just do a poo? And make room.
And because you can't just snap your fingers and like, I mean, I don't know if you can.
I can. Just
do
it now.
Is that?
Right, I'm off.
You're like, you know.
There we go. See, it's done.
That's a mental image.
Anyway,
I don't ever.
Oh my God! Oh my God! Emo quotes. Our email quotes, email recommendations, and non-email recommendations of the week are here. What is yours, Nathan? Go now. Okay, fine then. My one is Alexis and Fire. Watch out. Bought the other day. It was good. It's really good. A little bit slow in places, though. But I quite like it. You guys should buy it if you haven't got it. What's yours, Nathan?
What is this?
Emo recommendations.
Emo recommendation of the week. Well, I don't know. I don't really know because I got quite a few CDs for Christmas, but I didn't really get any emo CDs. I know. I got one. I got Hand to Hand, which is, I don't know if you guys heard of that. It's Hand to Hand. It's good. It is good, but it's not. I don't know if it's worth recommending. I mean, I like it, but I don't know if it's worth recommending.
Fair enough.
So you think I should do an old one? What? Like, really old. Like, I'm going to recommend At the Drive-In's I think it's their third album, Relationship in Command. That's my emo recommendation of the week.
That's not really emo, though.
No, well, it's kind of like, it's a little bit emo.
So that's your non-emo recommendation?
No, that's my emo.
That's your non-emo.
Well, then can I have two non-emo? Because I've got another one. Okay. My next emo recommendation is slightly controversial. Like, okay, I know, this podcast, I'm doing this podcast, I think me and Charlie, we want to broad, you know, because we have quite broad musical taste, don't we, Charlie?
Do we?
Well, yeah, I think we do. We don't just listen to emo.
No, I only ever do listen to emo.
Oh.
I'm only joking. Sorry, anyway.
So this recommendation might be slightly controversial, but I like to think that our listeners are quite open-minded people. Should I just get on with it?
Yes.
Okay, so my non-emo recommendation of the week is Lethal Bizzle's POW in brackets forward.
No. It's forward.
Oh, is it forward brackets POW?
No, it's forward rhythm brackets.
POW. Forward rhythm? I didn't know it had a rhythm in it.
Rhythm. RIDDIM.
Is it? See, Chai knows more than me. So it's a brilliant piece of grime, and we're going to just give you a little sample now.
Are we? Okay, here we go. You don't want to bring arms out. I'll bring arms out to your mom's house. And you don't want to bring no beef. Bring some beef, you'll lose some teeth. And again, you don't want to bring arms out. I'll bring arms out to your mom's house. And you don't want to bring no beef. Bring some beef, you'll lose some teeth.
Yeah, so that was a small segment of the Lethal Bizzle track, Forward, POW. It was famously banned in a lot of clubs because it like started a riot and stuff. I just wanted to share it with other people.
It kind of like sums up the whole mentality and style of that genre. That is the phone. Don't worry. My non-emo recommendation.
Wait, no. I want to talk about Lethal Bizzle a little bit more.
Okay.
What was I going to say? Yeah, this is it. Did you know that grime is the largest growing, is like the fastest growing musical genre in the UK today?
I did not know that.
It's like, it's not the biggest. It's not that like, it's not making the most money. But if you just look at the growth compared to others at the moment, it's massive. It's massive. And if anyone is lucky enough to be able to watch Channel U, they'll say that's true. Because it's on all the time, Channel U, Bear Man, SLK, you know, that hype pipe tune.
Yeah, that's old though. they called North Wheezy. That's not their name. That's the name of the song by. Oh, I can't remember.
Doesn't matter. We're big fans of grime anyway.
BMD? BMD, that's it. BMD.
Yeah. Big, so is that your non-emo recommendation of the week? BMD, North Wheezy?
No, that's yours. I was just saying that's a good grime song. My non-emo recommendation of the week, I bought the Mercury Prize nominated album, Polar Bear Held on the Tips of Fingers. It's pretty good. I like it. It's relaxing at the same time. Makes you think. It's run by Sebastian Rochford from Acoustic Ladyland. It's called Dude with a Throat, even though he looks a bit weird. Do you know who he is?
Yeah, he's a drummer, isn't it?
Drummer, yeah. And they've got two saxophonists. Maybe a guy on the bass, I don't know. And this guy who just plays this knob, literally a knob. Not like an actual, like a little
Whoa,
thing.
Whoa, Charlie.
No, the thing he twists, and it's like an electronic effect, and he kind of goes... And he just does that throughout all the songs, yeah. And he just does it with dance. Really? Not as in a penis knob. As in an actual knob. Back when people hadn't turned the word knob into a rude word.
Talking of knobs, Catherine Tate, she is really shit, isn't she, Charlie?
Yes, she is.
Yeah. I think I might just have to rant about her for a little bit, right? Okay. She is really just awful. Like, how on earth did she get on the television?
I don't know.
And this stupid, like, am I bothered? Oh. Just, I hate people, like, people who, like, quote that, and people who quote Little Britain should die a painful death. Leave it on the television. It's, you know, if it's on the television, I don't have to watch it. I don't need you coming in my face going, you know. I've heard it a million times before. Little Britain is boring as it is. I don't need you in my ear chatting, you know, I'm a bothered. I don't care. I'll smack you in the face, even if you do look bothered or if you don't look bothered. Either way.
Okay, Nathan's giving me really angry looks. Yeah. So,
I'm waiting for Charlie to say, like...
I think...
Am I bothered?
I'm not going to say...
No, but am I bothered, though, Charlie? sorry.
Like, Catherine Tate isn't funny at all. Little Britain...
She's not funny.
...isn't funny at all. Do you know what is funny? Peep Show. Do you know why? Because it's original. Yeah. You know what is funny? Extras. You know what pisses me off, right? At the Comedy Awards, Extras, right? So good. People like Samuel L. Jackson and stuff in it because it's good. And it comes second to Little Britain. Which is... Well, seriously, the first series peaked. Second series was awful. Third series, what is it now? It's just them dressing up as women throwing up or like being racist.
The first series, I watched the first series. I actually thought it was pretty good. I enjoyed it. But that's like when all the catchphrases are all new and stuff. And now they're doing nothing new. Peep Show, it's evolved. It's evolved. Also, another recommendation, if anyone's interested, is Curb Your Enthusiasm. I got the DVD for Christmas. I'm holding it now. Showing Charlie's looking at it.
Oh, wow. That's quite yeah. Neat. 10 episodes on two discs.
And go to HMV now. I'm not saying HMV. I mean, if HMV want to sponsor me or anything. By the way, I've been using Nature's Cure quite a lot. It's like a duo wash. Anyway, sorry. Go to HMV or your other leading brand of... Record shop.
Or Virgin Megastore.
All any of them.
All Woolworths.
They get the idea. We're not saying...
Anyway, go.
So you at that record shop, you can get Curb Your Enthusiasm for quite cheap now. I think like a whole series is like £10 on DVD. It's wicked.
I might have to go there.
It's really good. It's really good. That's kind of a rant into a more positive... I think that worked pretty well, Charlie, to be honest.
I didn't say that it did not work well.
Yeah. So, what, are we going to go into another song now?
No, now it's the end. What? It's the end of the podcast.
No, it's not, because we haven't done emo quotes.
We haven't got emo quotes.
But we haven't done them. We haven't even tried.
Yes, we did, Nathan.
Did we?
Well, I tried to do one. I couldn't do one.
Yeah, but you didn't even give me a chance to do one.
Oh, you were like, I don't have one.
I'll do one now. This is my emo quote of the week. Then it'll be the end of the podcast, and then
no, then it'll be. I'm not gonna say what it is.
Yeah, because it's the biggest feature we've ever had.
Ever.
Okay, but here's my emo quote of the week.
Ever. Fuck that the fuck away from me.
Fuck that the fuck away. Forget the fuck away from me. Forget the fuck away from me. That's my emo quote of the week from the Bled. We had an emo quote of the week from the Bled like a bit ago, but I just thought because they're quite quotable, they've got good lyrics.
We actually could have a Bled. Should we just turn it into Bled quote of the week?
Maybe we should. You know, I think there is enough stuff.
I reckon each week we quote one Bled song and one non-Bled song.
Non-Bled. Could be the Bled non-Bled quote of the week. Instead. Okay. Anyway,
here comes the biggest ever feature.
Get ready, seriously.
Are you ready? Okay, I can't actually hear you because, you know, but yeah, okay, biggest feature ever. We asked you to vote which Fallout Boy song you wanted
like
to hear.
Dennis. We asked 100 people to vote. Okay.
We got thousands and thousands of votes. Seven. Votes, to be precise.
Yeah, when you said thousands, thousands, you were thinking of X Factor.
Yeah, in a third/last
place. Yeah, do it like that. That's good. Create tension.
The gin joints in the world. We don't have to do the preview thing. I have to take it one more time. Don't worry. Okay. In second place.
Build tension. This is tense.
I'm doing it. Wait, should do it like an X Factor. And the person in second place is...
No, but wait.
You'll find out in the next podcast.
We'll just like drag it out for ages.
No.
This might be the highlight of our career, of our radio career. This moment right here. How scary is that?
It won't be. Look, okay, fine. In second place is Nobody Puts Baby in the Corner acoustic, which means... tell that Mick that he's made my list of things to do today is the song we're going to play.
Why? What's with long names?
Oh, don't complain.
Like, just... Don't complain. If they're at a gig, if anyone's seen Fall Out Boy live, please tell me, do they say, like, the whole name beforehand or what? I don't get it.
Well, not that many bands say the song name. But anyway, let's play this song.
I'm sad now. You've left me on an unhappy note.
Why have I left you on an unhappy note?
It's all your fault, Charlie.
Fall Out Boy have.
No, I know. Fall Out Boy cheer me up. And here they are. But I.
But I. Bye. See you soon.
Kiss the-